Really anxious to get going and get on the plane, get out there and get this thing going?
Definitely. We still have another day. We have a practice here, so there's going to be a lot of opportunity to get better here, and looking forward to that. But, of course, you're excited, and, it's the AFC Championship game, so definitely excited.
Julian, do Bill and Tom both expect a little bit more in terms of game preparation during the week when you get later in the season like this, and obviously what's on the line?
Yeah, I think everyone does. When you come and you play for the New England Patriots, you know that preparation is huge. And just as a whole unit, everyone, you can just tell that the sense of urgency for the preparation process just increases and increases, because you don't want to live with the regret of, I wish I would have. So we definitely, you definitely kind of prepared to the max here.
Have you ever sensed that, looking back, and you've been here quite a few years, played in a number of playoff games, that preparation earlier in the week turned out to be the difference?
Definitely. It's your foundation for the game. Everything you learn in the classroom and you take to the grass, and there's a huge saying around here that practice execution becomes game reality. And every game that we've played well in, we've always had a solid week of practice. So we have another day of practice, and we're going to take advantage of that.
Do you think getting out there a day earlier will help get adapted to the elevation, you think?
I'm sure if there's advantage to that or any of that, that our training staff and nutritionist and coaching staff made the decision for us to go out a day early on purpose. So, that's their job.
Everything happens for a reason around here. Is that part of the preparation?
Pretty much. Everything happens for a reason.
When you go to a game like this, how much do you factor in the fact that turnovers could really determine the outcome
Football comes down to situational football, which the three big ones are turnovers, red area, and third down. So if you can't execute those and take care of the ball, especially in a huge game like this, you're going to lose, especially to an explosive team like Denver. So, I'm sure if we don't take care of the ball, it's not going to be like last time. This is a completely new game, and there's a lot more to play for. So, we definitely have to take care of the ball.